Welcome to Vita Poetica Journals podcast. We're an online journal featuring creative work explored through a spiritual lens and a publication of the Vita Poetica Arts and Faith Collective. Today we have two poems for you by Maxime D. Schreier. They're called Yom Kippur in Boston and Grapes of Sukkot. Maxime D. Schreier is a bilingual writer in English and Russian and a professor at Boston College. His books include four collections of Russian language poetry and a collection of English language verse of politics and pandemics. Schreier's new memoir, Immigrant Baggage, was published in 2023. Here's Maxime Schreier.
My name is Maxime Schreier. I'm a bilingual poet in English and Russian. I'm originally from Moscow when it was still the Soviet Union, and I've been living in the United States since 1987. I teach at Boston College. I teach literature and Jewish studies there, and I divide my time between Boston and Cape Cod. I would like to read two poems that have to do with the Jewish high holidays. The first one is titled Yom Kippur in Boston, and it has to do with the annual resealing, re-entering oneself in the Book of Life and what it represents to my lyrical hero. Yom Kippur in Boston. Working in his kitchen garden, a gentle Jew is disregarding thoughts of mammon as he gathers what remains of his carrots, his tomatoes, pukes, zucchinis, ripe like thyme and sweet like heaven. Now he must run to shul. The Book of Life is almost full. He's silent, the loyal husband, as he enters his old house, sighs and pulls his coat on, long and black, the old caftan. Words whisper in his pockets, life's a racket, life's a racket. Here, a message from his daughters, dancing words without commas. There, a note from his wife, life's burning us alive. Also, letters from banks and lenders, no escape from their senders. Fiddling with his black kippah, he looks a bit preoccupied. He stops to kiss his daughters and wife. You are the promise of my life. Honey, walnuts, and horseradish, the Book of Life does not embellish. Make amends and seal your fate. Drink l'chaim and celebrate. So that was Yom Kippur in Boston. I'm still Maxime Schreier, and now I'm going to read the second poem from this High Holidays cycle, which has to do with the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, which is sort of the third part of the High Holidays, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. The poem is called Grapes of Sukkot. In the first spring of COVID fever, still quarantined and fearful, we bought a tall town home directly across the street from Hollywood Cemetery, where Rosemary Kennedy rests, sidelined from world fame. The Irish builder left us with limelight hydrangeas, two leggy black maples, and a weeping cherry, blossoming, useless to me, an immigrant Russian Jew, eager to live off his small property. I planted a Concord vine, that local philosopher of grapes, that simpleton of jelly flavor, in the far corner of our V-shaped yard, where mint and sage now scent the air, and Stella, the silver poodle, gallops, hunting for rabbits and possums. three springs and three autumns hence, the vine has spread its veiny dactyls across the sky and the fence, forming the panels of a tabernacle, no longer portable, but still transient, and the clusters of grapes shine upon us like our ancestors' desert stars. Thank you very much. That was me, Maxime Schreier, reading two poems, Yom Kippur in Boston and Grapes of Sukkot.
You can learn more about Vita Poetica at the website in our podcast description, www.vitapoetica.org, where you can find details on how to submit to the journal and other ways to get involved. Thanks for listening, and more soon.